John Lendorf, we're all about the news here at KGNU, and here is some real news from the world of food.
Is it real? You might wonder. Subway, which has had some of PR problems lately, has settled a lawsuit. And as part of the settlement, Subway has agreed to institute practices for at least 4 years to ensure its bread is at least 12 inches long, including requirements for franchisees to, quote, use a tool for measuring bread. I think this is known as a ruler. They got sued because the loaves in Australia were 11 inches and not 12.
But the foot-long sub was not a foot long.
Right. It weighed the same, but, you know. Anyway, I'm glad they straightened that out.
Me too.
Yes.
So anything else?
Yeah, the question is, Sam, do you have liberal taste buds or conservative taste buds?
I don't know what that means, actually, in the context of taste.
Well, at the University College in London, they were looking inside the brain with MRIs, and they found that self-described conservatives had a larger amygdala than liberals, and the amygdala is active during fear and anxiety. Liberals had more gray matter, maybe only in that other part, the region of the brain, that helps people cope with complexity. My takeaway from this is that liberals are naturally more open to exotic cuisines, spices in dishes, and conservatives like hot dogs.
That's your expert analysis?
That's my expert analysis, yes. And by the way, folks, you're always welcome to comment on my comments by sending me email at radionibbles@kgnu.org.
Liberals and conservatives can both taste maple syrup, though, right?
They can, and it's good for everybody. I just think this is a good excuse to drink a lot of maple syrup, but it has antioxidants, so it may slow the aging of the brain, maybe, you know, but it sounds good.
All of that true news here on Radio Nibbles. Anything on your food calendar?
Yes. You know, it sounds cliche, but hunger happens year-round, and in Boulder County, it's still a pressing problem. Community Food Share has a drive from April 10th to 17th at local supermarkets. You know, fill up a bag with tuna, drop it off, support the community. So, Sam, what's the best thing you tasted lately?
Well, I had occasion to be in Chicago for a brief visit a couple weeks ago, and my oldest son, Benjamin, who lives there, took me to Chinatown to a restaurant called Lao Tse Chuan, which was just excellent. There were Sichuan dumplings there that were fantastic, perfect balance of flavors and just delicious. So if you're in Chicago, check out Chinatown and Lao Tse Chuan. I think it's been there a long time. They have photos of, you know, the owner with Bill Clinton and Michael Jordan and all these other, you know, people who came to eat there.
It made your liberal taste buds feel good.
It did indeed. Thank you very much for that, yes.
You can read my column in the Boulder Weekly every week on Thursday. That's Nibbles. And you can listen to archived radio Nibbles at news.kgnu.org. You can email me if you feel like it at radionibbles@kgnu.org.
Until next time.
Ciao.
All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, knishya. Ask him the latke, matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house.